live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Kelly Express Marts, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Glamour's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavator, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's presentation of high school girls basketball. Today's matchup, it's the Lumen Christie Titans against the Pewamo Westphalia Pirates in the Division III State Championship at the Breslin Center, Michigan State University. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. Thanks for joining me as it all comes down to this. Lumen Christie making their first ever trip to the girls basketball state championship, 24-3 overall record on the season, coming in off a 51-33 domination against Brandywine in the state semifinals. And they're taking on a Pewamo Westphalia team who not only is pretty much on par with them in terms of having a dominant regular season, 26-2 overall, but this is a team that has a wealth of just amazing basketball teams year in and year out, and they seem to just routinely make just deep postseason runs every single year. So kind of a similar situation that Lumen had in their semifinal matchup against Brandywine, a team that has not made it this far ever against a team that seems to always make it very far in the postseason. So should be a great matchup in this one. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, we're going to dive into the Kelly Express Mart pregame show, some of the things that we can expect in this one for the Division III Girls State Championship between Lumen Christie and Pewamo Westphalia, coming up next on WKHM.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're broadcasting from the Breslin Center ahead of our Division III Girls State Championship between Lumen Christi and Guama Westphalia. It's time for the Kelly Express Mart pregame show as we first talk the Lumen Christi Lady Titans, 24-3 overall on the season. And they've just been completely dominant the entire playoffs. Their only close competitive game was the district championship with Grass Lake. And we knew going into that one, that was a Final Four caliber matchup. Had a really good feeling that whoever was going to win that game was probably going to be making a deep postseason run. And obviously, Lumen Christi has fulfilled that prophecy, if you will. But with that game being a battle, otherwise it's just been, you know, Lumen Christi just completely taking over these games, particularly early on, and they're just rolling. I have not seen a team play this well, this consistently, this far into a postseason run, especially against some of the teams that they've played. It's not like they got a pretty easy break in the bracket per se, like, oh, they got a pretty easy, you know, region or, you know, quarter. No, not at all. This team has faced some really good teams that have faced some pretty high-level talent on the season. And just the way that this Lumen Christi team has played, it makes that competition look not as good as it actually is. And their win in the semifinals on Thursday, 51-33 over Brandywine, I think exemplifies that point. That's a Brandywine team, just like this Guama Westphalia team. They have dominant regular season year in and year out. I'm talking like four or five losses. That's a high number of losses for them on a season. That's just how good this Brandywine team has historically been. And this is also a Brandywine team that has made four straight trips to the semis at least. So just coming in, a team with a wealth of deep playoff experience against the, you know, Lumen Christi, have never been to the Final Four before this season. And Lumen Christi, you would have thought they were the team that had the wealth of postseason experience, because they came in, just completely punched them in the mouth. They got up to a 14-0 lead and led 18-3 after the first quarter. They ended up leading 22-3 before Brandywine finally started to get going. But from there, they just were not able to chip in and make any real meaningful dent into that Lumen Christi lead. Brandywine, if they had come out with that level of play that they brought really from the mid-second quarter onward, we could have had a much different game. Could have been wire-to-wire close the entire way, similar to that, you know, Grass Lake and Lumen Christi district championship game. But just the way that Lumen started that game, it was just so tough for Brandywine to overcome that. And we saw comments from Scott Stein, head coach, after the game, saying that that was about a perfect first quarter. That you could not have asked for a better start than that. And I'm inclined to agree. They came out, they executed on offense. Specifically, big shout out to Lily Ganton. She finished with 13 points, made two big threes in that early 14-0 run. And she was huge. You knew that they were going to come in defensively. Great defensive team, by the way, Brandywine. You knew they were going to really hound Kenna Hunt and Lucy Rozek, the two star sophomores for this Lumen Christi team. But Lumen able to just, all right, we're just going to beat you elsewhere. And those other girls, specifically Lilla Ganton, Ruby Boyce, Paige LaFleur, those other starters really stepped up and answered the call. And then defensively, Wilman, that full court press. I don't even think Brandywine even got a single shot attempt up in the first 4 minutes of the game. It was all just turnovers on any of their possessions. So phenomenal first quarter for Lumen Christie, set them up for success for the rest of the game, even when Brandywine was able to really lock in and, you know, start to make some shots. Lumen was able to just maintain that lead and prevent Brandywine from getting any ground from there. Kenna Hunt with a spectacular all-around performance, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, 7 steals, and just showing off for the second straight game in the postseason that she doesn't have to just do it in the scoring column. She can get it done in other areas as well. Lily Ganton, as I mentioned, with 3 three-pointers in that one, 13 points, 6 rebounds. She was all over the glass as well, 4 steals. And then Lucy Rozek, 10 points, 4 rebounds. Another phenomenal game for her. And then off the bench, Tristan Johnson, freshman, showing off what she can do. She's a big part of this team moving forward beyond just this season. 7 points off the bench, 3 of 4 shooting. Can't ask for much more from your freshman off the bench. So, again, phenomenal game for Lumen Christie, and they're going to look to keep that momentum rolling on into the state championship against the Pauamo Westphalia Pirates, as we're going to take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, the Cowie Express Smart pregame show continues here on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tip-off is just minutes away from the Breslin Center for our Division III Girls State Championship, Lumen Christie and Pauamo Westphalia. Kelly Express Mark pregame show continuing as Pauamo Westphalia. If you look at all the teams in Division III that probably have as comparable a schedule as Lumen Christie, then it would probably be this Pauamo Westphalia team. We talked about Lumen Christie, you know, they routinely play unbelievable talent. They routinely play not only larger schools, but just some of the best schools in not only just Michigan and some of the, you know, Division I, Division II, but also, you know, playing some of the best teams in the Toledo area. Some really, really good Ohio teams that this Lumen Christie team has been able to beat. But Pauamo Westphalia, they have just about as comparable of a a resume in terms of the types of teams they've been able to beat. Been able to beat a great Division I East Lansing team. They twice beat St. Patrick, who just lost in the Division IV state championship earlier this morning. They've also beaten Bath twice, a great Division III school. Langsburg, another great Division III team. They've also been able to beat Division II Grand Rapids Catholic. Central, great Division II team. And then, of course, in their last game, semifinals, 44-35 against Roscommon, who was one of the best teams in Division III. I mean, you make it to the semifinals, of course you're going to be one of the best teams in the state. And that was a game that, you know, really in the second quarter, that's when Bawama Westphalia was able to really take control, able to build up a big lead, and able to absorb a late rally by Roscommon, who was able to cut that deficit to only a couple possessions, two or three possessions in the stretch, really start of the fourth quarter. But then Bawama Westphalia able to steady the ship, pun intended being the Pirates, but able to steady the ship and able to guide that home for the semifinal win. And it was offensively the Ellie Bengal show. 20 points on 7 of 9 shooting. I have a feeling like we're going to be saying her name a lot in this one. And she was really the standout performer. Her teammates, at least in terms of offense, you know, really didn't have any meaningful scoring contributions besides Ellie Bengal. But, hey, Bawama Westphalia, as I mentioned, have a wealth of girls basketball experience. They remind me a lot of Grass Lake, to be quite honest with you. Just a girls basketball powerhouse, really the last 15, 20 plus years, just routinely having phenomenal team after phenomenal team, and tough early playoff competition really preventing this team from even more playoff success. But that said, they were state runner-ups back in 2017 and won the state championship back in 2019. Since then, have not made it past the regional tournament until this season. So, and obviously in between, still some really, really good teams from Bawama Westphalia in that time. So, and I forgot to mention their two losses. Who beat this team? Well, Powers Catholic, one of the top teams in Division II, and then Heritage, who's one of the top teams in Division I. So just like Lumen Christi, it's been established that some of the best are required to take down these two teams. So this is going to be a fun one. Two of the best right here in the entire state of Michigan. Some tremendous talent individually for both these teams on display in this one. And it's going to be a fun one. That'll do it for the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. Going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off for you for the Division III State Championship from the Breslin Center on WKHM.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at aural.com/plastics.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh's Affordable Dumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, it's about that time. We get underway for our Division III Girls State Championship between the Lubbock Christie Titans and the Pewamo Westphalia Pirates. Connor Dockery broadcasting live on WKHM from the President Center. As we have the starting five for you, first for Lubbock Christie, we got Kenna Hunt, Lily Gantin, Lucy Rozek, Ruby Boyce, and Paige LaFear. Head coach is Scott Stein, of course, who has won the state championship the last two seasons as head coach of Arbor Prep. And, of course, you got the two talented sophomores, Kenna Hunt and Lucy Rozek, flanked by senior leadership from Lily Gantin, Ruby Boyce, and Paige LaFear. So, hey, got to leave it all out there. As Pewamo Westphalia, starting five is Renelle Eklund, Brenna Thalen, Adriana Eklund, Ellie Bengel, and Alana Thalen. Head coach is longtime head coach Steve Eklund, 17th season with this Pewamo Westphalia program. And a little bit of a difference here in terms of how Lubbock Christie looks on the floor. They've been wearing their home white uniforms the entire playoff run until this game. They're wearing their black uniforms, gold numbers trimmed in green. For Pewamo Westphalia, they are wearing their home white uniforms. They've got a blue checkered pattern as the stripes down the side of the uniforms. Blue numbers trimmed in gold. A electric atmosphere on hand for this one. We've got absolutely jam-packed student sections for both of these teams behind their team's benches. And, of course, a ton of supporters on hand for both these teams as we are ready to go. Jump ball between Hunt and Renelle Eklund, and Hunt wins out. The Lady Titans with the first possession of their first ever state championship game, going from right to left on your radio dial for this first half. Kenna Hunt has it near half court, guarded by Bengel. Screen coming on the right from Boyce, dribbles around the perimeter, right to the baseline, tough shot off glass, no, and she draws the foul. So Kenna Hunt at the line for two, a chance to put the Lady Titans in front, get the first points of the game for this state championship. Kenna Hunt, as I mentioned, a brilliant debut at the Breslin Center on Thursday. As the first free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, up and in for Hunt. Trying to go two for two. And she does. Doesn't even get bothered one bit by that noise produced by that Guamo Westphalia student section to her right. 2-0 Lumen. Full court press. And press is beaten with a pass up ahead to Eklund. Lobbing it down low for Alana Thalen. Can't finish. Great recovery defense by LaFear. Kenna Hunt has the rebound. She's out and running. Pull up triple left wing. That one's off the mark. And a rebound pulled down by Adriana Eklund. Here come the Lady Pirates the other way. 45 seconds in. It's 2-0 Lumen. Left wing for Rennell Eklund. Loud defense chance for Lumen student section. Really bringing the noise here. Really both student sections so far. Left wing for Thalen. Lob it down low. Near side corner for Brenna Thalen. Head fake. Driving right to the rim. Tough finish. No. Great contest by Kenna Hunt. A lot of people get surprised by her, not only her jumping ability, but her long wingspan. Tough player to shoot over. She gets the rebound going the other way. Screen up top from Boyce. Driving to the rim again for Hunt. Blocked away by Rennell Eklund. Here come the Lady Pirates the other way, approaching the 92nd mark of the first quarter. Still 2-0 for Lumen. Guamo Westphalia near half court for Ellie Bengel. 20 points in the team's semifinal win over Roscommon on Thursday. Swing a pass on the left side for Adriana Eklund. Pass fake in. Guarded out there by Lucy Rozek. Dribbles off to her left. Stopped. Cuts back up top for Ellie Bengel. Double screen coming on the far side. Dribbles to the baseline. Layup up. Layup short. Offensive rebound put back up and in for Brenna Thalen for the first Guamo Westphalia score of the game. It's a 2-2 tie. 2 minutes into the first quarter. Kenna Hunt near half court. Guarded by Bengel. Near the right wing. Screen coming from Rozek. It slipped. Now gets the handoff left wing for LaFear, the senior. Spin move at the free throw line. Pass fake out. Left scoop. That one's offline. And the rebound by Alana Thalen. Both teams playing a lot of great defense so far. Lumen Christie playing man. Up the way, through the lane. A foul called before the shot by Thalen. It's a non-shooting foul. It's going to be an inbound for the Lady Pirates on the baseline. Foul's going to be on Lily Ganton, her first, team's first. Aaron O'Dowd checks in for Lumen Christie, as well as Elise Thalen for Guamo Westphalia. A lot of Thalens, a lot of Eklunds on this team. As up and under, Adriana Eklund able to score beneath the basket. Quick 4-2 lead, Guamo Westphalia first lead, and right back, Aaron O'Dowd, three ball in the corner. Makes it 5-4, Lumen Christie, 5-13 left in the first quarter. That'll get the student section back in it. A couple passes, beats the full court press, and then in and out for Elise Thalen. Can't score on the bunny, but an offensive rebound gets it back to the corner. Head fake, doesn't fire the long three, now gets it up top. Bengel through the lane, layup up, no, but a blocking foul called against Lily Ganton, her second. And that's going to send Ellie Bengel to the line for two. That's going to be a tough one for Lumen Christie. Ganton with two fouls. Mentioned how big of an impact she played early in the semifinal win over Brandywine. It was the first of two Aspen one-hour free throws up and in for Bengel. Playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning, and industrial steel treating, as well as Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. As the second free throw up and in, now 6-5. Guamo Westphalia back in front. Lumen ball. Tristan Johnson onto the floor to replace Ganton as well. Between those free throws, Kenna Hunt has it near half court. Up on the top sideline, gets the screen from Rosa, cuts back to the right. Into the corner, handoff for Boyce. And it's going to be stripped away and stolen by Bengel. Coast to coast, taking it herself. Stopped in the low block. Tough turnaround shot. Blocked away by Rozek. Offensive rebound for Brenna Thalen. And she travels. She stumbled a bit. Left knee hit the deck. And then she lifted up her right foot, the pivot foot. And that's a turnover. Got a substitution here. Peyton Eklund onto the floor for Guamo Westphalia. Here comes Lumen Christie the other way, trailing 6-5. 4:20 left in this first quarter. Kenna Hunt, top of the key, couple screens, dribbles behind her back, dribbles right through the lane, tough floater, offline, rebounded by Trinity Pohl, who just checked in. Plum West failure the other way. Both teams tough man-to-man defense in this first quarter, and that's a defensive look that Lumen has not seen a lot of this postseason. We got a bad pass out of bounds. Alana Thalen sending it right out of bounds directly towards Lumen Christie's bench. And another turnover. Lumen another try to regain the lead early in their first state championship appearance. Kenna Hunt walks the ball across the timeline on the near side, guarded by Ellie Bangle. Screen coming from Erin O'Dowd. Sidestep gets the switch from Pohl. Now setting another screen. She's going to go right through the lane. Dish down low for a wide open Ruby. Billy Sue scores easily off glass for two. Great court vision from Hunt to get that assist. And Lumen back in front, 7-6. Half court pressure beaten up ahead with Alana Thalen. Dribbling it back out to the far sideline. Now outside three ball. Bangle off the front iron. Rebound by Kenna Hunt. Lumen the other direction. Tristan Johnson now has it in the far corner. Bounce pass down low for Rozek. She's going to be fouled by Trinity Pohl as she immediately turned to shoot on the low block. And Lucy Rozek at the line for two. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. No points yet in this one. First free throw up. First free throw rattles home. Playoff coverage brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and County National Bank. One more free throw for Rozek. It's wide left, but Lumen does have a two-point edge now, 8-6, 3:10 left in this first quarter. Guamo Westphalia ball the other way. Ellie Bangle across the timeline. She's met all the way by Rozek. Dribbles to her right. Looking for a screen top of the key. Dribbles to the free throw line. Through the lane. Layup left hand up and in. Man, what a quick first step on that drive. Kind of lulled Rozek to sleep top of the key. Blew past her and got the wide open layup. She's got four. We're tied at eight. Kenna Hunt has it top of the key. Screen from Rozek. Now into the near side corner for Johnson. Drives right to the basket. Tough shot. Right hook is up and in. Man, Tristan Johnson, I'm telling you, talented freshman scorer off the bench. Gets her first bucket. Lumen back in front, 10-8. 2.5 left in the first quarter. Half-court pressure. Now passing on the far side to beat the press to Elise Thalen. Dribbles right to the low block. Tough shot, no. Rebounded for Rozek. Brings the ball up before herself for Lumen. Dribbles on the far side corner. Hesitates. Pulls it back outside. Now dribbles in. Left hook on the lane. Up and in for Rozek. Lumen by four. Largely to the game for Lumen, which obviously demonstrates how close this one's been. 2 minutes left in the first. Pass up ahead to beat the half-court press to Eklund. Down low for Elise Thalen. Pulls it back. Trapped in the corner briefly. Now lofts it back outside for Ellie Bangle. A lot of noise being made by Lumen's student section once more. Lofts it back on the far side for Adriana Eklund. Guarded by Rozek one-on-one. Back near side for Ellie Bangle. Top of the key for Rennell Eklund. Dish down low for Adriana Eklund. Scores over Rozek. Her second bucket pulls Buama Westphalia back within two. 90 seconds left in the first quarter. Kenna Hunt the other way. Has it outside, guarded by Bangle. Screen coming top of the key from Boyce. It's going to be slipped. Now Kenna Hunt puts the ball on the floor. Step back, three ball, right wing, up and in. Kenna Hunt putting Lumen on top by five. 1:10 left in this first quarter. More half-court pressure coming. Eklund able to pass up ahead for Brenna Thalen. Now walking into a three-pointer for Peyton Eklund, and she drills it with a defender right there, able to match that three the other way. Lumen's lead cut back to two, 50 seconds left in the first. Step back on the baseline, offline from 12 feet out from Hunt. And Guamo Westphalia a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. Now on the right wing for Adriana Eklund. Screen coming at the free throw line. Back outside for Peyton Eklund. Now a couple passes near side. Bangle pump fake. Euro step through the lane. That one's wide left. And a rebound for Kenna Hunt the other way. A couple passes in the near side corner for Tristan Johnson. Takes a dribble. Pulls it back outside for Lucy Rozek. 20 seconds left in this first quarter. Going to hold right here for the final shot. Rozek has it now over the Spartan logo at midcourt. And she's going to hold on to it. A couple dribbles to her left now. Dribbles near side, looking for Hunt. Cuts back near side, has a wide open lane. Floater up, floater strong. Rebound tipped down for Bengal. Half court heave is going to be short at the buzzer. And that concludes the first quarter of our Division III Girls State Basketball Championship. Blumen Christie on top, 15-13. Back in 60 seconds, second quarter is next here on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Live coverage of the Division III Girls State Basketball Championship is brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Trading, as well as Johnson's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. Start of the second quarter from the Breslin Center. Blumen Christie on top, 15-13. Back and forth the entire first quarter. Kind of had that feeling, as I mentioned, both these teams, very comparable schedules in terms of tough, tough talent. Some of the best teams in some of the higher divisions, Division II and Division I for both these teams. Connor Dockery with you here on WKHM as it's going to be Guamo Westphalia, the Lady Pirates, with the first possession of this second quarter. Their lone lead was 6-5. Otherwise, they've tied a couple times in Lumen, holding as much as a 5-point lead, but not for long. Mostly within one possession. Either way. Second quarter now with Ellie Bengal top of the key. Swing pass left wing and down low for Adriana Eklund. Poked away by Hunt, but it goes back to the perimeter for Brenna Thalen. Now through the lane, back to the far side corner. Adriana Eklund, three ball, too strong. Offensive rebound by Bengal and going to be fouled before the shot. Lucy Rosett coming in to try to intercept that pass. A little bit too much contact. That's going to be her first, team's first. With the Lady Pirates inbounding on the left side of the baseline with Adriana Eklund. Lobbing it to the top of the key with Adriana Thalen. Now in the far side corner. Can't shoot the three. Good closeout by Rozek. Now crossover, Alana Thalen picks it up at the left elbow. Back up to the top, stolen by Hunt. Coast to coast, one-on-one. Layup right hand, left short. Met all the way by Adriana Eklund. Able to force that miss. Wamam Westphalia the other way. Top of the key for Brenna Thalen on the left wing for Rennell Eklund. Doesn't shoot it, and a bad pass top of the key for Adriana Eklund. Too high for her, and it's out of bounds. And Lumen Christie, you got to expect not a whole lot of unforced turnovers for either of these teams in this one. Teams of this caliber don't really make mistakes like that too often. Lumen Christie has to take advantage each and every time they have a turnover like that happen. For the Lady Pirates. Now Lucy Rozek on the right wing. Still a two-point Lumen lead. 1 minute into the second quarter. Rozek gets the handoff top of the key. Dribble stops the free throw line. Lost her dribble, and she's going to get called on traveling. She stopped, slid a little bit, kind of bobbled it, and did take a dribble in there. And that's going to be a turnover. So Lumen Christie in some half-court pressure. Inbound for Adriana Eklund and back over for Brenna Thalen. Met there by Tristan Johnson. Still in for Lily Ganton, who picked up two quick fouls in that first quarter. Top of the key for Brenna Thalen. Johnson still in front of her, back in the left wing for Alana Thalen. Dribbles, takes a jump shot 8 feet out. That one's left short. Rebound for Paige LaFleur. Here comes Kenna Hunt the other way for the Lady Titans. Now up top for Paige LaFleur. Head fake, now fires the three. That one's wide right off the heel. And the rebound tracked out by Ellie Bangle. Very defensive game as we anticipated. On the right wing for Adriana Eklund. Guarded by Kenna Hunt. Looking for the entry pass. Gets it on the baseline for Alana Thalen. Back outside for Bangle. Driving through the lane. A lot of contact. Ran into three black jerseys. And it looks like that's going to be on Lucy Rozek. Yep. Ooh, that's her second. And it looks like that will be a shooting foul. So Ellie Bangle to the line for two Aspen 1 hour free throws. So far with 4 points. First free throw up and in. First point for either team in this second quarter. Aaron O'Dowd checks in for Paige LaFleur. Hit a big three off the bench in that first quarter. Free throw to try to tie, does. Ellie Bangle with six. We're all knotted up at 15. 2 minutes into the second quarter of our Division III Girls State Championship. Kenna Hunt has it on the right. Screen up top from Boyce. Crossover right, still hanging on to it. Slowly dribbling, backpedaling towards the left wing. Now drives through. Pull up at the free throw line. That one's wide right. And the rebound muscled down by Adriana Eklund. Kenna Hunt's jump shot a little bit off so far in this first half. Mama West Failure back outside for Ellie Bangle. Driving through the elbow, now picks up the dribble back on the baseline. Gets it back in the left corner, drives in on O'Dowd, double team. Women's student section wants to travel. None called there as the Lady Pirates still holding on to it, top of the key for Adriana Eklund. Back in the near side for Brennan Thalen, drives through the lane. Pass poked away by Hunt and into the arms of O'Dowd. Hunt coast to coast, Euro step layup, left hand too strong. And that's also offline. She was looking for the foul. Didn't get that one. Nice move to get to the rim, but Kenna Hunt, a couple of open misses in this one. Three ball on the right wing, too strong for Bangle. Offensive rebound for Brennan Thalen at the free throw line. And another try for Pauwama Westphalia. Into the far side corner, three ball up. Three ball too strong for Alana Thalen. And the ball tipped out of bounds by Lumen Christie. Took a minute to actually get the signal there. 15-15 tie, less than 5 minutes to go in the first half. Inbounding the right side of the basket with Brennan Thalen. Up top the key for Alana Thalen. Head fake, doesn't fire the deep three. Guarded by Boyce, drives on her. Right to the rim all the way. Blocked by Boyce! And it's going to be going out of bounds in the near side corner. And Boyce not able to save that one. It'll stay with Pauwama Westphalia. Inbounding right in front of us on the near sideline with Brennan Thalen. Snack set here for Pauwama Westphalia, and we had a bad pass there by the official. Brennan Thalen had to dribble it inbounds briefly when she got it, so at least that'll allow Luma to see what Pauwama Westphalia's play was. Tried to deter any passes to the basket, instead goes near half court for Ellie Bangle. Swing pass near side for Brennan Thalen, back up top for Bangle. Luma Christie switching their defense, 2-3 zone, near side corner for Alana Thalen. Pass deflected away by Hunt. Thalen keeps it. Back to the left wing, step back. Now keeping on into it, it's Elise Thalen. Back to the far side corner, head fake. Really swarming on these closeouts for Lumen, deterring a lot of three-point looks. Just 6 of 19 from 3 for Pauwama Westphalia in their semifinal win. Three ball in the corner, offline for Alana Thalen. Another rebound for Kenna Hunt. Only other direction. Top of the key holds on to it. 3:53 left in the first half. Lumen Christie has not scored in the second quarter. Really trying to get their offense going. Kristen Johnson has it on the right. Guarded deep out there now for Kenna Hunt on the handoff. Hunt calling for the clear out. Still man defense for Pauwama Westphalia. Dribbles on the near side, met all the way by Ellie Bangle. Now for Rozek, drives through, stopped at the elbow. Looking back outside for Johnson, now Hunt comes to get the ball. Back through the lane, pull up jumper 8 feet out. That one's up and in. Boy, Kenna Hunt, more than just Lumen Christie. Kenna Hunt specifically needed that one. Her shot has not really been there so far in this first half. She's got seven. Lumen back up by two. 3 minutes left in the second quarter. And Lady Pirate head coach Steve Eklund needs to call timeout right here. We're back in 60 seconds. 17-15, Lumen on top in the Division III state championship here at WKHF.
Hi, friends. I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Basketball coverage on WKHM brought to you by the Sykes Group of Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, as well as Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance. 17-15, Lumen Christie over Pomona Westphalia. But it's Pomona Westphalia ball out of a timeout. Couple passes around the perimeter over for Peyton Eklund as the ball's going to be kicked out of bounds by Kenna Hunt. Trying to get it down low to Rennell Eklund. Quick substitution. We've got Paige LaFear back in for Lucy Rozek. Now inbounding on the far side for Trinity Pohl. Now top of the key for Ellie Bangle. Still 2-3 defense for Lumen Christie. Screen coming up top. Now a closeout, and we've got a travel call. Brenna Thalen picked up the dribble, and she tried to throw the pass over, but then that late recovery by Kenna Hunt to try to intercept that pass caused her to more fake the pass and shuffle her feet. Another turnover. Lumen Christie has to really take advantage. Anytime Pomona Westphalia makes a mistake like that. Kenna Hunt on the near side wing. Crossover left, wide open lane, through the lane, all the way for a nice score. Man, just got her with that crossover. Kenna Hunt, very hard dribbler. And man, she can make moves like that. 9 points for Kenna Hunt to lead all scorers. Lumen up by four, which for a game like this feels like an 8 or 9 point lead. Top of the key for Ellie Bangle. Dribbles now passing the near side wing for Peyton Eklund. Back for Bangle and for Eklund near side. Head fake, doesn't fire the three. Back near side corner for Eklund. And a bad pass inside. Adrian Eklund couldn't hold it. And it's going to be stolen away by Boyce before a jump ball is called. They'll actually call the foul on Eklund, her second. Lumen Christie going the other way. This first half just has the feeling of if either team is able to put together a 6 to 7 point run, nothing major, just a quick run like that, that could have a major impact on this game. For example, if Lumen could go on one right here, that could be huge. Going into the second half, 2 minutes left in the second quarter. 19-15 lead, three ball in the corner, offline by Rozek. Here comes Pomona Westphalia the other way with Adriana Eklund. Dribble to the top of the key, left wing for Bangle. Pass fake to the corner, now back to the right wing for Peyton Eklund. Back outside for Bangle. A lot of passing at the top of the perimeter ever since Lumen Christie adjusted to that 2-3 zone defense. Gets it back in the corner, lobbing it down low. Blocked by O'Dowd as Eklund tried to turn and shoot. O'Dowd right there on a great closeout. Lumen the other way, Rozek in the near side corner. Three ball too strong. Rebound by Adriana Eklund. 70 seconds left in the first half. Top of the key for Adriana Eklund. Now left wing for Rennell Eklund. Dribbles to the top, now back over on the top of the key for Bangle. Now near side for Adriana Eklund. Looking for the pass in. Pass in has not been there ever since they moved to this zone defense. Three ball on the left wing, up and in. for Ellie Bengel. She's got 9. Just like that, Pauma Westphalia within 1. 40 seconds left in quarter number 2. Here's Kenna Hunt for Lumen Christy. We'll see if they hold for the last shot. That's what they're going to do. Kenna Hunt holding up a 1 momentarily. So she's going to dribble near half court. One-on-one with Bengel. Just holding on to it. 20 seconds left now. Lumen Christy needs a quality shot right here. Double team coming in quickly. Dribbles up top. Now cuts to the far side corner. 9 seconds left. Back outside. And we got a foul committed by Alana Thalen. Still well out of the bonus here. So it'll just be an inbound for Lumen Christy. A couple girls on. We've got Pohl and Brenna Thalen back in for Pauma Westphalia. Tristan Johnson was set to check in, but they're going to wave her off. Just 7 seconds left in the half. Inbound on the far side with O'Dowd in for Kenna Hunt. Crossover, top of the key, through the lane now. Tough shot at the right elbow. Muscled up and in. What a tough score by Kenna Hunt. And that'll lead us to the conclusion of the first half. Huge score there. And that opens up a 3-point halftime lead for the Lady Titans, 21-18. We're taking a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to recap that first half for you. This is the Division III Girls State Championship between Lumen Christy and Pauma Westphalia right here on WKHM.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Calling all parents of kindergarten age and young fives. Jackson Public Schools is now enrolling for kindergarten and young fives at all 7 elementary schools, April 13th through the 23rd. Open houses will include prizes, food, and a free t-shirt upon enrollment. Community partners will be available to serve you at every event. For the full list of days and times, or for more information, call 517-841-2147 or visit jpsk12.org. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
It is now halftime from the Division III Girls State Championship from the Breslin Center. Very low-scoring defensive half of basketball. The Loma Christi Titans in front 21-18 over Pomona Westphalia. So, first quarter very back and forth, and it looked like we could probably have a high-scoring game potentially in this one. 15-13 lead for Lumen. Lumen did briefly have a five-point lead towards the end of that first quarter. And otherwise, that whole first was played within one possession. Just phenomenal competition between these two teams. Easily the closest game that Lumen Christi has played in this postseason. Obviously, they did have one with Grass Lake in the district championship, but not like this, because Lumen Christi was able to open up a couple of pretty decent leads in that one, 7 to 8 points, and able to sustain that for good portions. But in this one, no, Pomona Westphalia, they're not letting Lumen Christi gain much ground. They, every time Lumen's been able to open up even a slight lead, which again, 4 or 5 points, that feels like a double-digit lead for a game like this, but anytime Lumen's been able to do that, a couple quick buckets the other way for Pomona Westphalia pulls them right back within one possession. And that's what we saw going into halftime. Took a while. We had a couple early free throws for Pomona Westphalia in that second quarter to tie it at 15, and we were tied at 15 for some time. And Lumen eventually able to get a couple back-to-back buckets, lead by 4. And then just like that, quick three pulled Pomona Westphalia within one until that tough, tough little floater jump shot by Kenna Hunt at the elbow to end the first half made it our current three-point lead for Lumen Christi that we see right now. So it's going to be a battle. I mean, hey, it's a state championship game. Nobody ever said that these things were easy. And as I mentioned, of anybody else in the entire state for Division III that has a comparable resume this season as Lumen Christi, it's Pomona Westphalia. So both of these teams have experience playing against much larger schools and some of the most talented schools in the state and even beyond in the case for Lumen Christi. A couple great Toledo teams that they've been able to take down this season. But hey, it's all about the adjustments. And we've seen head coach Scott Stein make tremendous adjustments, especially at halftime, just in this postseason run. We saw a pretty close game for the first half in the quarterfinal over Plymouth Christian Academy earlier this week. And boom, in the second half, Lumen Christi able to punch Plymouth Christian Academy in the mouth to open up a huge lead, and they didn't look back. But the problem is, in that one, they were able to have a double-digit lead earlier in the first quarter before Plymouth Christian Academy was able to make a run and come back into it. That has not been the case in this one. As I mentioned, largest lead has been 5 points for Lumen Christi, and it's been really seconds, mere seconds, that they've been able to have a lead like that. So to be able to go on a run against this Pomona Westphalia team, it's going to take a tremendous effort on both sides of the ball. And even against Lumen Christi's press, have not been able to see the success that they've had against other teams where they've been able to force turnovers, get some easy fast break scores. There's been no fast break opportunities for this Lumen Christi team. I believe one bucket they've gotten in the fast break. But otherwise, they're going to have to earn their points in the half court against this tough Pomona Westphalia team, which, just like Lumen, they play tough man-to-man defense. Not a whole lot of zone that we've seen in this one. We've seen Lumen adjust to a 2-3 zone, a little bit of a 1-3-1 at times in that second quarter. But otherwise, we'll see what adjustments that these two teams make in the halftime locker room as one of these teams tries to carve out an advantage, carve out some cushion. Otherwise, I just have that feeling we're going to be in for a wire-to-wire finish within one possession. And I keep mentioning, if whoever of these teams can go on a 6-7 point swing, that's going to be massive for the rest of the game. For example, Cuomo is failing if they do that. If they develop, you know, a 4 or 5 point lead, that's going to be huge because they've only led by 1 point earlier. But if Lumen Christie's able to go on a run like that, they can push that lead out to, you know, 7 to 8 points. That's massive for them the rest of the way. But tremendous game. Kenna Hunt leading the way with 11 points for Lumen Christie. Cuomo Westphalia led by Ellie Bengel with 9. And it's going to come down to, you know, maybe whose star can get hot. Lucy Rozek, she had 3 points only in that first half, but some foul trouble there earlier in the second quarter. Picked up her second foul. Head coach Scott Stein rightfully wanting to, you know, not risk her picking up her third before halftime. So Lucy Rozek's been held in check just from that foul perspective. But Kenna Hunt, she's had some open shots in that first half and some shots that she would normally make. And I would characterize them as tough shots for probably the average player. But for her, she makes tough shots look easy. And unfortunately for her, just she hasn't been able to make some of those shots fall. She's had a couple of mid-range jumpers, a couple threes that haven't fallen. She does have a triple in this one. But, you know, even a couple layups that she's been missing in this one. And again, not to say that these are like wide open layups, but you know, layups against some defensive pressure that she's been able to shrug off in the past. But I mean, hey, if you're Kenna Hunt, can't ask for more from the shots she's been able to get in this one. So not really many adjustments that need to be made from Kenna Hunt's perspective other than, you know, got to hope that they fall here in this second half as this team tries to build up more of a lead than, you know, just 2 or 3 points. But otherwise, from Paloma Westphalia's perspective, it is just Ellie Bengel. She's established herself as the star. I mean, we expected that. She had 20 of the team's 44 points in the team's semifinal win over Roscommon. So you knew that she was going to be the go-to scorer. And for the most part, you could see Lumen Christie just trying to force the ball out of her hands. And she's been having some tough shots. Had a couple threes in this one. And she's had a couple of quick drives to the basket. That quick first step, if she gets the defender beat on the perimeter, you could see why Lumen Christie switched to a zone defense too. If she beats that perimeter defense, you know, there's going to be some bodies down low to try to step in that lane. But Cuomo Westphalia, with that zone defense from Lumen Christie, I mean, they've had some good closeouts, but we'll see if they're able to generate some more three-point opportunities. They have three-point shooters on this Cuomo Westphalia team, but they have really not been able to shoot that many, maybe that you would have expected. But, I mean, part of that credit to Lumen Christie's tough defense, good closeouts, making some of those tougher shots if they do let it fly. So we'll see what happens, but it's all about the halftime adjustments. And I'm really curious to see if maybe one of these teams does go on a quick scoring run to open the second half. And that could be massive going down the stretch of this one. So halftime score, Lumen Christie 21, Cuomo Westphalia 18. That'll do it for the halftime report. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. We'll have the coverage of the second half for you coming up for the Division III Girls State Championship right here on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to
to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner, not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Live coverage on WKHM of the Division III Girls Basketball State Championship is brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpster, Jackson Public Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. Start of the third quarter from the Present Center, Michigan State University. It is 21-18, Lumen Christi over Pawama Westphalia. Connor Dockery with you here on WKHM as Lumen has the first possession of the second half, going from left to right on your radio dial. Now up top for Lucy Rozek, trying to get it up top for Hunt. She's pressure, now gets it, triple team through the lane, tough floater offline. Battle for the rebound, it's going to be pulled down by Brennan Thalen, and then a jump ball forced by Paige LaFear. We'll be going the other way with Pawama Westphalia forcing another stop. And that's been the thing, is a great, great rebounding from Pawama Westphalia, preventing a lot of second chance opportunities that we've been accustomed to seeing from some of the other opponents that Lumen's been playing, as we got nice passing, able to find Alana Thalen on a back cut to the basket. Gets an easy score. Probably the easiest look that Pawama Westphalia has had in this one. And that pulls the Lady Pirates to within one. Lumen ball, leading 21-20. Kenna Hunt double teamed at the top of the key, driving through the lane, kicks to the near side corner to Rozek. Now drives through, and she's going to be bumped through the lane. As that's going to be an inbound on the near sideline. It's going to be the first foul on Ellie Bangle. We got an inbound in the near side corner for Ruby Boyce. Back outside for Lily Ganton. Had to sit a lot of that first half with early foul trouble. Lucy Rozek has it, shuffles it back outside for Ganton. Spin move at the right elbow. Now pulls it back outside for Lucy Rozek. Almost failure, really preventing Kenna Hunt from even touching the basketball here early in the second half. Screen coming from Boyce. Kicks to the near side for LaFear. Pump fake. Drives through the lane. LaFear. Tough layup. Up and in. Touched about every part of the rim before falling. Big bucket from the senior. It's 23-20. Lumen Christi over Pawama Westphalia. 90 seconds into the third. Top of the key for Bangle. Pass fake over. Now on the left wing for Brennan Thalen. Stopped at the top of the key with her dribble. Now Alana Thalen back over for Bangle. Now swing pass to the left wing, driving through for Thalen, stopped on the baseline by Rozek. Back outside for Alana Thalen. Near side corner, Brennan Thalen, screen coming and dribbles to the top of the key. Gonna have a little bit of a reset of the offense here. Dango on the far side for Brennan Thalen. Fires a deep three. Up and in over Kenna Hunt. We are tied at 23. Past the two-minute mark of this third quarter. Kenna Hunt has it on the left wing for the Lady Titans. Still a what a bit of a hybrid man 2-3 zone. Really trapping on Kenna Hunt here. Has nowhere to go with it. Able to get it over to Lucy Rozek somehow in the near corner. Drives through back in the far side corner. Ganton deep two. That one's off. Ruby Boyce offensive rebound. Goes back up with it and scores. These are the contributions that Lumen Christie needs, especially when Lucy Rozek and Kenna Hunt are seeing so much defensive pressure. Got to have other people step up, and so far LaFear and Ganton and Boyce stepping up. We got a timeout on the floor. We're going to leave it right here. Just a 30-second timeout as Lumen Christie back in front 25-23. Kwame Westphalia seeing a little bit more trapping here in this third quarter than we saw in the first half, trying to throw everything and the kitchen sink at Kenna Hunt and Lucy Rozek. So as I mentioned, it's all about the other players stepping up, and that's why it's important to have some of these great seniors in this starting lineup. That this Lumen Christie team has leaned on some of that senior leadership and experience, especially in a game like this, a game that is beyond what this Lady Titan team has seen previously in the program history. So Puama Westphalia up the floor, able to beat the half-court press. Ellie Bangle has it at the top of the key over the Spartan logo. Now waiting, passing to the near side corner for Brennan Thalen. Top of the key now for Bangle, trying to get it down low. Tough shot, takes the bump and the foul. Adriana Eklund getting rewarded with a trip to the line. I mentioned ever since Lumen Christie switched to a zone look defensively, Kwame Westphalia have mostly seen just a lot of passing on the perimeter. They're trying to get a quick strike into the paint that they can get a quick shot up before the defensive trap comes in, as the first free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Up and in for Adriana Eklund. She's got five, tied with Brennan Thalen, second on the team in scoring in this state championship. One more free throw on the way, and it's too strong. That pulls Puama Westphalia to within one with that 1-for-2 trip from the line, and then the rebound, Lumen Christie can't hold on to it. Goes out of bounds, and just like that, Puama Westphalia, a chance to go 2-for-1 on this possession. They could regain their first lead since 6-5 in the first quarter. If they get a bucket right here, Bengal has it at the top of the key for the Lady Pirates. Now swinging around to the right wing for Alana Thalen. Lobs it to the near side. Bangle, wide open three on the back screen. Up and in. 2-point lead for Puama Westphalia. Past the three-minute mark of the third. Kenna Hunt, top of the key. Step back, near side corner. Three ball, Rozek. Up and in. Answer on the other end. Boy, she needed that one. Lumen back up by one. Lumen in their full court press. Adriana Eklund has it in the backcourt. Picks up the dribble. Sends it back up ahead for Ronell Eklund. And has it stolen away by Paige LaFear. Bounce pass for Rozek, who lays it up and in. That's what Lumen needs. Need to force those turnovers and get those easy fast break scores. Just like that, Lumen is back in front by three. Scoreboard is incorrect. It says 33-27. Should be just 30-27. Back to the top of the key for Ronell Eklund and back for Brennan Thalen. Dribbles it on the right wing. Back up top for Ellie Bangle. Trying to restart the offense here for Puama Westphalia. Still against this 2-3 zone from the Lady Titans. Background to the right wing in the corner. Ronell Eklund fires the three, too strong. Offensive rebound put back up and in, and the foul for Alana Thalen. She'll get a chance at an and one free throw here after the foul on Paige LaFear. Paige LaFear heads to the bench. Placed by Aaron O'Dowd with the and one free throw, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour, coming up from Alana Thalen. Makes it. 33-30. 3:35 left in this third quarter. Kenna Hunt has it at the top of the key. Now on the right wing, guarded out there by Ellie Bangle. Back to a man defense through the lane. Tough finish. No! Kenna Hunt can't score on the low block. Wama was failure the other way. Bangle to the top of the key. Now on the right wing for Adriana Eklund. Back up top for Bangle. Both teams really taking their time on every single possession in a game this close. Top of the key for Bangle, now on the near side. Back for Bangle around the right wing for Brennan Thalen. Dish down low, foul's going to be called. Looks like Erin O'Dowd. No, it's going to be on Ruby Boyce, her second. Trying to intercept that pass, got some contact in there. Now an inbound on the right side of the baseline with Ellie Bangle. Into the far side corner. Women's defense fell asleep. Left Brenna Thalen wide open for three. She couldn't make it. Rebound for Kenna Hunt. Goes the other way. Quickly through the lane. Floater up. No. Rebound poked down for Rozek. Goes back up with it. And that one's in and out. Rebound loose. Last touch by Brenna Thalen. And Lumen Christie will have another try here. Inbounding on the right side of the basket. We're going to have a substitution. Tristan Johnson coming in for the Lady Titans. Looks like they're going to wait before they check her in. The officials having a chat with the scorers table. I believe this should be for the scoreboard, actually. As I mentioned, I believe an extra 3 points were given to Lumen that shouldn't have. According to my score, I have it at 30-30. But the scoreboard here says 33-30. Yeah, one of these scorebooks coming over to chat with the officials about it. As I quickly add up for Lumen, their points. Kenna Hunt has 11. And you got 8 from Rozek, so that makes 19. 4 from Boyce, 23. Then you got 4 combined with Johnson and Lafier, 27. And then 3 from O'Dowd, 30. So, yes, they now add a point. Okay, they did correct it. They briefly had 34-30, but they took the 3 off. So, scoreboard is now correct. My spidey senses were tingling there for a little bit. Couple minutes in this third quarter, they had the wrong score, so now corrected. We are knotted up at 30. 2:41 left in the third quarter, and Kenna Hunt inbounding on the right side of the baseline for the Lady Titans. Lumen Christie running their play, able to get it down low for Ganton, who gets a score. Beautiful execution on the back cut, able to get that score. Lumen back in front by 2. Full court press, and the pass nearly poked away by Hunt. She had to jump over Thalen to try to get that one poked loose, but instead she'll get called on a personal foul, only her first. So Pauma Westphalia inbounding on the far sideline right at the half court line for Adriana Eklund. Into the backcourt for Ellie Bangle, guarded all the way by Lucy Rozek. Dribbles behind her back to the near side, over for Adriana Eklund. Back top of the key for Alana Thalen. Back far side wing, Elise Thalen, who checked in. Lobbing it down low. Back up top of the key, Brennan Thalen. Cuts through at the elbow, guarded closely by Johnson. Forces the dribble pickup. On the back cut, layup up, layup in for Elise Thalen. Her first bucket off the bench. We're tied at 32. 2 minutes left in the third. Still within one possession the whole way. Kenna Hunt through the lane. Up and under. Pass fake out. Shot up. No good. In and out. And then we've got a foul on Lucy Rozek trying to strip the ball loose. That's her third personal foul and fifth team foul. So we've got bonus free throws coming up for Pauwamo Westphalia. Officials don't realize it yet. And now the scorer table again having to step in and make that adjustment. Tell the official, hey, that's 5 team fouls. Got free throws coming up right here. So, yeah, bad news there for Lumen Christie. Bonus for in the bonus for Pauwamo Westphalia. Still last 2 minutes of the third, but Lucy Rozek now with 3 personal fouls. And she's had some big buckets here in this third quarter as well, especially with Kenna Hunt. She's been ice cold in this one, unfortunately. Credit to Pauwamo Westphalia, though. They're throwing everything they have at her. But Brennan Thielen at the line for two. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. She's got 5 points so far. One of the officials having a quick chat with Kiwama West Ferry head coach Steve Eklund before we get these free throws. All right, good to go. Free throw number one for Thielen. And it's offline. Tonight's coverage brought to you by The Brokerage House, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, etc. It will be Transit Mix. One more try from Thielen. In and out, misses both. As Kenna Hunt snags the rebound, goes quickly the other way for Lumen. We're tied at 32. Top of the key, couple crossover dribbles through the lane, stops. Fallaway jumper 5 feet out, in and out. Kenna Hunt just can't buy a bucket in this third quarter. 90 seconds left in the quarter. Wama Westphalia trying to regain the lead. Briefly led by two on a big three earlier before Lumen able to hit the lead right back. That was Pawama Westphalia's first lead since 6-5 in the first quarter. Floater on the baseline, up and in for Elise Thielen. She's had two big buckets in this third quarter off the bench. And Pawama Westphalia back up by two. 1 minute left in the third. Kenna Hunt has it outside, guarded by Bengal. Players moving away from the ball. Still in the man defense for Pawama Westphalia. Dribbles on the left wing, picks up her dribble at the elbow, handoff for Johnson. Back near side for Rosa, cuts on the baseline, tough shot up, tough shot in over the late defense closeout. Lucy Rozek, a phenomenal performance through three quarters. We're back tied at 34. 35 seconds left in this third. Ellie Bengal has it at the top of the key as the Lady Pirates hold to take the last shot. A lot of noise being made by both student sections. It's been a terrific crowd here from the Breslin Center. A lot of people for both programs making the trip here to Lansing for this one. Final 13 seconds of the third. Bengals still dribbling that one. Started out there by Tristan Johnson in the 2-3 zone. Lofts it to the near side for Adriana Eklund. Lob it down low, 2 seconds. Fallaway shot at the buzzer. No! By Elise Thielen, and that will conclude the third quarter. 34-34 should be a fun fourth to determine the winner of the Division III State Championship for 2026. Back in 60 seconds here on WKHM.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Playoff coverage of the Woman Christie Lady Titans here on WKHM, brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. We are all knotted up at 34 through three quarters. Who's going to step up? Who's going to make the big plays? It all comes down to this final 8 minutes. And let's be honest with how this game has gone. Regulation might not even be enough to determine a winner between these two teams with just how this one has gone. So it's been amazing as both teams are wrapping up their quarter intermission timeouts, trying to chalk up some of those adjustments and see what we've got. So Lumen Christi narrowly outscoring at that, but outscoring Kawama Westphalia in both the first two quarters, 15-13 and then just 6-5. Back to a little bit more of a high-scoring quarter in the third, but Kawama Westphalia outscoring Lumen Christi 16-13. Not many quarters this postseason that Lumen Christi's been outscored. But the Lady Titans will have the first possession of this fourth and final quarter. Into the backcourt for Kenna Hunt. She's going to give it back to Lucy Rozek to bring it to the top of the key, met by Brennan Thalen. Dribbles to her left. Over to the left wing, lofts it, bounce pass over for Ganton. Now back for Kenna Hunt at the free throw line. Jab step, drives through, pulls it back out. Sidestep, takes the three, up and in! She needed that one. Ice cold in the third, but she's going with that triple in the fourth. Lumen back up by three. Kawama Westphalia ball, top of the key with Ellie Bangle. Still in a 2-3 zone for Lumen. Now top of the key, dribbling it around on the right wing for Bangle. Back to the far side corner, three ball on a Thalen, left short. Rebound for Kenna Hunt. Out and running, 3-on-2. Kenna Hunt hesitates, down low for Johnson. Splits the D, and she is fouled. I believe it's a non-shooting foul, but regardless, great job there by Lumen Christi. Out and running. They have not been having many fast break chances in this one as Johnson heads to the bench, replaced by Ruby Boyce. Rozek in the corner, fakes the handoff, tough shot through the lane, up, no, but she's fouled. So Lucy Rozek will go to the line for two huge free throws. Every point is absolutely critical the rest of the way. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour, and Rozek makes the first one. Second one offline, but Lumen does carve out a four-point advantage. Kawama Westphalia, the other way, they actually inadvertently credited that second free throw on the scoreboard. Should be just a four-point lead. They do correct it. Up top of the key for Adriana Eklund. We're 1:15 into this fourth quarter. Top of the key, now more ball moving around the perimeter. That's what Kawama Westphalia has done. Just a couple passes on the perimeter. Look for a quick strike on a cut to try to get an open shot in the paint. Down through, driving, back to the elbow. Through the lane, Adriana Eklund, tough shot. No, didn't get the contact. Kenna Hunt the other way. Drives through, nice cut to the lane for Boyce, who gets fouled on that pass. Lumen Christi with their large lead of six. That's right, six has been the largest lead tonight. But they needed this little push. 2 minutes into the fourth, tough shot the other one. That one's off. Offensive rebound for Alana Thalen, and then a foul called. Lumen Christi head coach Scott Stein wants a jump ball. I'm inclined to agree. But instead, it's going to be a shooting foul. Sending Alana Thalen to the line for two. She's got 5 points in this one. Lumen Christi student section voicing their displeasure, to say the least, with that foul call. It's your first free throw up and in. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Mart Form Energy Drink. Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, and King's Equipment. One more free throw for Alana Thalen. And that one drops in. Pulls Kawama Westphalia within 4 points. 4 minutes, make it 6 minutes left into this state championship. Kenna Hunt on the left wing, crossover left, through the lane, right hand touch! And she scores. You wouldn't think she was cold going into this fourth quarter, but she is stepping up when it matters most. She's got 16. And Kawama Westphalia the other way. They're trying to find a consistent answer on offense. 2.5 minutes into this fourth quarter. Adriana Eklund to the left wing for Elise Thalen, who's had some big buckets off the bench in this one. Around the perimeter once more. Peyton Eklund back on the far side for Adriana Eklund and the top of the key for Bengal. Dribbles in. Now back in the right wing. Three ball, Peyton Eklund. That one's short. Rebound out for Paige LaFleur, and then a foul called on Alana Thalen. Contact trying to track that one down. Her second. Paige LaFleur to the bench, replaced by the freshman Tristan Johnson. 5:05 left. Woman leads 42-36. Kenna Hunt with the ball. Dribbles slowly over the midcourt, met by Bengal. Dribbles to the right wing. Slows it down, run of the back screen. Now drives, hesitates on the baseline. Spin move, fouls called before the shot. And it's going to be an inbound on the right side of the baseline for the Lady Titans. Foul's going to be on Bengal. Her second, and Kenna Hunt throwing this one in. Bounce pass down low for Ganton. Turns and shoots and scores. Woman Christie up by eight now, their large lead. 4:40 left. This is the run that Woman Christie needed. Into the front court for Pauoma Westphalia. Three ball in the corner. Off for Bengal. Rebound for Boyce. And here comes Johnson the other way. Lost the dribble. It's fought for and lost. Stolen by Elise Thalen. Now in the corner for Bengal. Pauoma Westphalia, they need a bucket right here in the worst way. As Woman Christie is on a 10-2 scoring run in the first 4 minutes of the fourth. We mentioned who can go on that run. We'll have a huge edge the rest of the way, and so far it's been Lumen. On the wing, three ball off the heel for Alana Thalen. Offensive rebound. Back down low. Bad pass on the baseline. Woman the other way. They can get their first double-digit lead of the game with a bucket here. And Lumen Christie's crowd letting out a loud cheer there. Kenna Hunt in the left wing, trapped. She's going to get the handoff for Rozek. It's deflected into the backcourt. Now harassed by Bengal on the top of the key, and a foul called. That one's on Peyton Eklund on the reach. Her first, team's fourth. Actually, team's fifth, so bonus free throws for Lumen Christie for the last 3:24. That is massive if they want to try to take home their first state title. So Lucy Rozek with two Aspen 1 hour free throws coming up. First one's offline. Substitution, Brenna Thalen in for Elise Thalen. Paige LaFleur also back in for the Lady Titans for Tristan Johnson. Rozek, second free throw, up and in. One of two that time. She's got 12. Woman leads by nine, largely to the game. 3:20 left. A couple passes to beat the half-court press. Woman's coaches wanted a double dribble, and a late call. A late call by the near side official. Wow. Briefly bobbled by Ellie Bengal as she caught that pass, and then about 5 seconds later did the official blow the whistle. That's a big turnover there. Kenna Hunt into the front court, takes the bump from behind by Ellie Bengal. That's her third, and we got more bonus free throws coming for Lumen Christie. Why so quiet? Says the Lumen Christie student section. Can be a double-digit lead right here. And it is. Kenna Hunt with the first free throw. This is just what the Lady Titans needed. You know, I mean, for that matter, both these teams capable of going on a run like this. But it's Lumen who has been coming through first 5 minutes of the fourth. Still plenty of time. Second free throw off for Hunt. But Lumen, with the first double-digit lead of the game. 10 points, 3 minutes left. And a bad dribble stolen away by Lafier on the baseline. Gives it immediately over to Hunt to bring the ball up the floor. Wama Westphalia, they're just scrambling here. Through the lane, Lafier lost the dribble, tracks it back out to the corner. And we're going to have a timeout called by head coach Scott Stein. 2:45 left in the state championship. Looming by 10. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof. Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh'sAffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
46-36, Lumen Christie over Buomo Westphalia in our Division III Girls State Championship. 2:45 left. And Lumen in the bonus as well. Huge advantage as they try to land the plane. Bring home their first girls basketball state championship in school history. Inbound to Lucy Rozak, guarded by Bangle. Dribbles on the far side, trap coming in. Hunt near half court, bumped. Back over for Lafier, bad pass. Couldn't handle it, and that's going to be a turnover. Buomo Westphalia not only has to score right here, but they've got to score quickly. Time is not on their side. 2:35 left in for Ellie Bangle in the backcourt, top of the key. Now holds on to it. Trying to run their play. I mentioned they don't really have time. Got to get a quick score. Bangle on the left wing, lobs it to the baseline. That's going to be tipped away by Lafier, and it's picked up by Hunt. Another Lady Pirate turnover. They've been so good the first three quarters at taking care of the basketball, but getting a little sloppy in this fourth, and that has keyed this Lumen Christie takeover as we got a pass into the paint, and it's intercepted right back by Adriana Eklund. 2 minutes left. Lumen by 10. Buomo Westphalia into the corner for Adriana Eklund. Back outside, three ball. That one's short by Bangle. Long rebound. It's tracked out by Ganton, and a jump ball called. Bangle getting her hand on it, and it's going to be Buomo Westphalia ball. Clutch right there for Bangle to sneak in, but again, Buomo Westphalia, they need a bucket right here. It's just been nothing but turnovers for them last couple of possessions. They've only scored 2 points in this fourth quarter. Far side for Bangle in the corner, back over for Alana Thalen. Fires the three, left short. Lumen's just forcing them to shoot threes, and that's really what the game plan has been. Just been a lot of tough opportunities for them to even get in the paint as Lucy Rozak bumped near half court by Brenna Thalen, and we're going to get more free throws in the bonus for Rozak. Chance to add to this double-digit lead down the stretch. Less than 90 minutes to play. Lumen Christie knew they needed to have a lot of contributions from all different sources, but you have your two best players coming through in a big way. Definitely helps. Lucy Rozak with 13 points and 2 rebounds. Time and time again, especially in the second half, it's been her getting a lot of these big buckets that Lumen has needed badly. Especially when Buomo Westphalia started to briefly take the lead in the third. She makes both, and Lumen leads by 12. 1:13 left. Buomo Westphalia badly need a bucket here. into the corner, and a bad pass out of bounds by Brenna Thalen. Just an easy pass into the corner, and she threw it away. Puama Westphalia just absolutely crumbling under the pressure. As Lumen Christie takes over, up 12. Minute 7 to go. Firmly in the driver's seat. Full court pressure now for the Lady Pirates. Kenna Hunt has it. Triple teamed in the backcourt. Pass up ahead to Rozek. And then up ahead to Lafair. Just going to hold on to it. Lafair back over for Rozek. Going to have a foul coming in. Back into the corner. Not even going to shoot. Lumen's not even just going to shoot it at this point. No reason to. Just hold on to it. Kill the clock. And finally a foul called on Adriana Eklund. Free throws coming for Paige Lafair, and here comes the Lumen cheers on their way to their first state championship for this girls basketball program as Lafair makes the first free throw. All four other Lady Titans getting back defensively. Lafair all alone at the free throw line. She makes both. Lumen Christie, 16-2, outscoring Puama Westphalia in this 4-3 ball on the other end. Off by Thalen. Kenna Hunt has the rebound. Goes the other way, and she could just dribble this one out. We'll see if Puama Westphalia is going to go for the foul, and they won't. Student section letting them hear it. Double team comes in. Now they're trying to foul. Double team, Lafair back outside for Hunt. Trap comes in, final 12 seconds, and the foul is called. Kenna Hunt at the line, likely the last points of Lumen Christie's season to cap off an unbelievable year for the Lady Titans. First free throw, yes. 18 for Hunt to go along with 10 rebounds and 6 assists. Couple other players checking in, couple seniors specifically. For the Lady Titans, Cody Ruge, senior, into the game. Also got Ellen Thompson, freshman, into the game. Maddie Allen, junior, into the game. And senior Riley Dowd into the game. Hunt, second free throw, got them both. And she'll be replaced by Tristan Johnson for the last 12 seconds. Puama Westphalia up the floor, 8 seconds left. Not going to have time. Trying to end on a high note with a bucket here. 2 seconds left, and they're not even going to take a shot. That's it. It's over. Lumen Christie bringing home their first ever state championship in girls basketball history. What a season for the Lady Titans. You knew with the talented sophomores and Kenna Hunt and Lucy Rozak, as well as a lot of other amazing senior leadership on this team, that it would have a chance to go deep. And make no mistake of it, this one was a battle. Final score, 52-36. Did not pull away until the fourth quarter. Puama Westphalia just absolutely crumbling under pressure, only scoring 2 points in the entire fourth quarter. As Lumen Christie, specifically Kenna Hunt, finally getting hot, able to get a couple of quick scores to open the fourth quarter. And then Puama Westphalia, once that deficit started to grow, The large lead of the game in the first three quarters was Lumen Christie by 5. But once they started to grow that lead, 6 points, 8 points, 10 points, Kawama Westphalia started to get increasingly desperate, and as a result, they got increasingly sloppy. And once they started committing those turnovers, Lumen took over. They finally got those easy buckets that they've desperately needed all game, and able to just coast in for the last few minutes. So to end the season, Lumen 25-3, Kawama Westphalia, their season ends at 26-3 as they go into the championship presentations here at the Breslin Center. What a special moment for these girls in this program. And again, just what, 4-5 years ago, this team won just one game. Just one game. And to have this amazing turnaround, improving year by year, able to make it to the state quarterfinals last year, eliminated by back-to-back state champion Arbor Prep. Going into this year, head coach of that Arbor Prep team, Scott Stein, takes over as head coach of this Lumen Christie team. And man, you knew they were going to have a phenomenal season again. And they showed it time and time again, just tough matchup after tough matchup, able to beat some amazing teams in the state of Michigan and beyond through the regular season. And that experience definitely lent its hand as this one and their win over Grass Lake, really their only two close games they've had all playoffs. Otherwise, a bunch of blowouts against some very, very good Division III teams. So adding up some of the totals right here, Kenna Hunt, 21 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. Lucy Rozek with 14 points, 2 rebounds. And a lot of other girls had their moments as well. Ruby Boyce with 6 points. Lily Ganton with 4. She had a couple big buckets there down the stretch. Paige Lafire with 4. A couple big buckets in the fourth. And then Erin O'Dowd, big 3-pointer early for her 3 points. And then Tristan Johnson with 2 to round out the scoring for Lumen Christie. And looking ahead into the future, what is next for this Lumen Christie team after bringing home their first ever state championship? Well, I mean, first and foremost, Kenna Hunt, Lucy Rozek, going into only their junior seasons. So just the experience they've gained being full-time varsity, not only players, but stars for this Lumen Christie team. How much experience they've gotten in just their first two seasons. They're going to be back for their junior years. They will lose their other three starters, however. Lily Ganton, Ruby Boyce, and Paige Lafire. Phenomenal senior leadership they've brought to the team this year. They're also going to be graduating Cody Ruge, Riley O'Dowd.
Number 30, Olivia Miller.
So, I mean, looking at some of these other players, I'm telling you, I'm loving Tristan Johnson, the energy that she's brought off the bench this season. Her presence definitely felt every time she stepped on the floor. She's only going to be a sophomore next year. And still some other young players. We got Cam Goddard, Rhea Moore, also freshman. Ellen Thompson, freshman. They're going to get a boost next season. Maddie Allen, she's going to be a senior next year, but... And then Erin O'Dowd, she's going to be a junior next year. She's played a big impact on this team all season. So Lumen Christie, they've won their first ever state championship in program history, and I don't think they're going to be done yet. Have a slight feeling that this is not the last time this team is going to be at the Breslin Center in the foreseeable future. So one more time. Final score, Lumen Christi 52, Duomo Westphalia 36. And the Lady Titans are your 2026 Division III state champions. That'll do it for today's game, as well as coverage of the 2025-2026 school year for high school basketball. It's been a blast last couple months, and last 4 weeks especially for the girls and boys playoffs. A lot of games, and we, of course, get two state champions out of it in the Concord Yellow Jackets boys and the Lumen Christi girls. It's been a pleasure to cover these playoffs and, of course, to see this Lumen team all the way through all of their playoff games, culminating in this championship. My name is Connor Dockery. For Luke Moorhead, holding down the fort back in the studio, thank you for tuning in to this presentation of high school girls basketball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Have a good rest of your weekend, everybody.
Live, local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Roll Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.